It's Wednesday, the 1st of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. South Africa's recession deepened in the first quarter of 2020, with official data on Tuesday showing that gross domestic product contracted 2% from the previous 3 months. This was led by declines in mining and manufacturing. The Treasury sees GDP contracting by 7.2% this year. South African stocks are about to round off their strongest quarter in almost 2 decades. Rebounding laggards and gold miners are among the best performers, with Sasol leading the pack with a staggering jump of more than 270%. DRD Gold was next best performer, gaining 155%. Fortress REIT, RMB Holdings and Famous Brands were next with gains of about 85%, while Goldfields Harmony was also among the top 10 best performers of the quarter. The FTSE JSE Africa All Share Index has climbed 22% since the start of April, its best performance over any quarter since 2001. Bloomberg reports that emerging market stocks heading for their biggest gains since 2009 are up 18%. South Africa's benchmark ranks 8th over the period among 93 major global indexes tracked by Bloomberg as of Monday's close. Zimbabwe's security force leaders are behind the sudden closure of the country's stock market and a block on bank accounts. That's according to Bloomberg, which says that Zimbabwe's security force leaders sidelined the nation's economic chiefs and forced the government to close the stock exchange and halt most mobile money transactions. The June the 26th order that sought to stabilize the nation's currency came after pressure from the Joint Operations Command and was made without notifying the central bank, which regulates the mobile money industry through which almost all of Zimbabwe's commerce takes place. The measure, says Bloomberg, is further evidence that senior ruling party and military officials are growing impatient with the administration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Inflation in Zimbabwe has surged to 786%, the currency has crashed, and the country is facing shortages of food and fuel. Some sports news. Springbok Sevens coach Neil Powell has congratulated the All Blacks Sevens team after they were named winners of the 2019-20 HSBC World Rugby Sevens Series on Tuesday. World Rugby announced the cancellation of the remaining 4 tournaments of the World Series because of the COVID-19 pandemic and declared New Zealand as winners of the shortened series of 6 tournaments as they were top of the standings. Finally, a look at currencies. Late on Tuesday, 17 rand 39 cents would get you $1, 21 rand and 52 cents would buy you £1, while 19 rand and 55 cents was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.